Blog Talk Radio.
This week on KD Sports Arena, the NFL season is just under 3 weeks away, and it's time for our special preview show. Which teams will make the playoffs and who's headed to Super Bowl 50? I'll also give you my preseason award winners and the players to watch in 2015. This week on the KD Sports Arena podcast, which starts right now. Good afternoon, everyone, and another great Saturday to you all. It's KD Sports Arena Podcast. I'm KD, and this is Sports Arena. We want your predictions, we want your opinions on things going on in the world of sports. This week is our special NFL preview for 2015. Of course, last week we had our college football preview of 2015. We hope you enjoyed that. We hope you enjoyed this week's show as well. Give me a call at 347-308-8219 to give me your predictions on the players you'll be watching this year, the teams you'll think will make Super Bowl 50, and, of course, who will win the Super Bowl this year. Of course, last year, New England and Seattle went back and forth in a terrific Super Bowl. Of course, New England winning with the interception on the one-yard line. A lot of people thought Seattle should have run the ball on the one-yard line, including myself. But in any event, we have come to another preseason of the NFL, preseason now in week number 2, just a few weeks away from the start of the NFL season. Give me a call, 347-308-8219 is the number. Of course, go to my Facebook page, KD Sports Arena, facebook.com/KD Sports Arena. Of course, you got the Twitter feed as well, at Kamari D. And, of course, listen to the other shows on my Blog Talk Radio archive. It should be a very interesting season in the National Football League. Of course, the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots, of course, defending the conference championships. Of course, New England with the Super Bowl championship. Well, let's get into some players that you will want to watch this year from the AFC and the NFC. As I started putting these two lists together, I only put three on each list from the AFC and three from the NFC that we should be watching this year in 2015. I didn't put any defensive players on here. So if you have any picks for any defensive players that you think should be on the players to watch list, give me a call at 347-308-8219. Also, let me know what you think about these six players that I'm about to name and some players that you think will make a big impact in 2015. Now we're going to start in the AFC, and the first player that I've got on my list is LeSean McCoy, running back at the Buffalo Bills. Of course, he's injured right now, but Rex Ryan says he should be ready for the season opener. Last year, had over 1,300 yards and 5 touchdowns with the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, he goes a little bit further north to Western New York, and the Buffalo Bills, part of this seemingly resurgent team that a lot of people think are going to make the playoffs, take the next step from a team that went 9-7 last year with a slightly less built talent. But LeSean McCoy should make the Buffalo Bills run. This should be a big-time addition for the Buffalo Bills as they add to that passing game with Sammy Watkins on the outside. LeSean McCoy is also a great catcher out of the backfield. He can do so many different things. He's very versatile. I think LeSean McCoy has a big year in Buffalo and is the reason why Buffalo should make the playoffs this year. Now, the second player I've got is a rookie. That's right, Amari Cooper, the wide receiver in Oakland. The guy can do anything you want to do as a receiver. He can catch the ball on the screens. He can create his own plays. The guy just does everything. He can run any kind of route that you need him to run. He's going to do that for Oakland. This is going to be a big year for Amari Cooper, and I think it's a big year for the Derek Carr-Amari Cooper tandem because Derek Carr going into his second season, he's put some things together. Amari Cooper has a work ethic, and he has the temperament. He's very humble. He's going to get in there and work. He's already done that, and he's already impressed everybody. At 1,700 yards last year with Alabama, I think he does big things this year, and I think he's going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, especially out of the AFC. Now, the third player I got on the list is Blake Bortles, the quarterback at Jacksonville. Now, last year, it was a little bit of a struggle for him at times, but towards the end of the year, he really started to pick things up. He only completed 58.9% of his passes last year, but he had almost 3,000 yards, 11 touchdowns to 17 interceptions. I think those numbers are going to get a little bit better, especially the touchdown-to-interception ratio. I think Jacksonville is going to have a little bit better football team this year. They've got a couple of guys, Julius Thomas, the tight end, who should be ready for the season opener. He is injured at this point as well, but I think Jacksonville is a team that you got to watch out for as far as making some moves in the AFC South, particularly with the rest of the division other than Indianapolis not being so good. So those are my three players to watch in the AFC. Now, I'm going to talk about three players to watch in the NFC. We're going to start with the quarterback in Minnesota, Teddy Bridgewater. Second season, of course, everybody is thinking it's going to be a sophomore slump, but I don't see it in this situation. I thought Teddy Bridgewater was the most NFL-ready quarterback in the draft last year. I think he proved some people right last year. 64% completion percentage on his passes, over 2,900 yards, 14 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. Adrian Peterson is back. They have good receivers. They don't have necessarily a number one wide receiver, but with Teddy Bridgewater, he makes those guys better. And I think he's going to have an even better year this year. And I think this Minnesota Vikings team is going to absolutely explode. This is going to be one of the most explosive offenses in the NFC, particularly with teams like Green Bay and Dallas that you also expect to score a lot of points. Minnesota's going to score a lot of points, and they're going to win a lot of football games. Also in the NFC, Jimmy Graham. He goes from New Orleans to Seattle, the tight end, who wants to be known as a wide receiver, but we're going to call him a tight end for the purposes of this show. 85 catches last year for over 880 yards and 10 touchdowns. He is a playmaker. Now, with Seattle, he's going to have to block a little bit more. It's going to be interesting to see how he handles that and how he'll be able to manage. Because, remember, Russell Wilson is going to get him the football. There's no way they're not getting Jimmy Graham the football this year. The question is, will he be able to block for Marshawn Lynch? Will he be able to block in the running game? Because he's going to have to do that a lot more than he did in New Orleans, which was a pass-first team. Seattle's more of a run-first team, a little bit more balanced. Can he handle the extra blocking he's going to have to do? He has not done very well in that department. The third player to watch, and the only reason why I have this player in third as the third player to watch is not necessarily because I think he's going to have a big year, but I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this guy's career. Darren McFadden, he's a running back in Dallas, the new running back in Dallas. DeMarco Murray goes to division rival Philadelphia. Dallas needs someone to fill in. They bring in Darren McFadden. Now, Darren McFadden did not have a great year last year. He had 534 yards, two touchdowns. But as far as behind the offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys, can he give the Cowboys 900 to 1,000 yards? If he can do that, Joseph Randle is the other guy. They're going to be splitting the carries. If McFadden and Randle can combine for maybe 1,400 to 1,500 yards, because Romo's going to have to throw the ball more this year. Tony Romo is just going to have to throw the ball a little bit more. But if they have somewhat of a running game, they can kind of get back going again, and maybe the Cowboys have what it takes defensively to get this team to the Super Bowl. And I'll make the prediction whether or not that'll be the case. But I think that Darren McFadden in Dallas is going to be very interesting to see how he does behind that offensive line. If he gives them just enough, along with Joseph Randle, I think the Cowboys can make a big move in the NFC. 347-308-8219 is the number. Give us your players to watch. And let me know who you think will have the biggest impact on his team in 2015. And it's going to be a very interesting year in that situation. And I'll give you my award winners a little bit later on in the show. But I did want to also make some predictions. Wanted to make some predictions of who's going to win their division, who's going to win the wild cards, and, of course, who's going to win the Super Bowl. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But right now we're going to talk about the AFC, a little bit of predictions of what I think is going to happen standings-wise in the AFC. Now, we all know last year that New England went all the way through to the Super Bowl. A lot of people remember the Deflategate scandal, what happened in the AFC title game. And I've always said that that did not have anything to do with the outcome of the game. New England was the best team in the AFC. They proved that last year. I think they have a chance to do that again this year, even though Tom Brady's going to miss the first four games of the season. If New England comes to the first four games, at least 500, they'll still win the East. So I pick New England to win the East. I think they Buffalo's going to be better. Miami's going to be better. The Jets can't be worse than they were last year. But I think New England is the best team in the East. In the South, I don't think there's any question about it. Indianapolis, and listen, I think the addition of Andre Johnson helps out T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton, I think, is the best young receiver in the game right now. And the fact that he has Andre Johnson, a 12-year veteran, on the other side, I still think Andre Johnson has a lot of gas left in the tank. I don't care what anybody says about Andre Johnson. I still think he's one of the best receivers in the game, especially now that he's got a little bit more experience. I think he's got a little bit more rejuvenation out of leaving Houston. That bad situation, it has been bad for several years as far as Andre Johnson is concerned. I think him going to Indianapolis and going to a team that can contend for a Super Bowl and for a world championship, I think gives Andre Johnson a little bit more incentive to do a lot better. It's tough to pick the North. You got three great teams. You got Baltimore, you got Cincinnati, you got Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's going to try to outscore everybody. I don't know if that's going to be a good thing for the Steelers because they need to have some sort of defense to win. I'm going to pick Baltimore to win the North because I think that the Ravens have the best balance from top to bottom out of the four teams in the North. But I think any one of those four teams could win the North, save maybe Cleveland. You know, I think it's going to be one of those years where Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh are all going to beat up on each other. They might end up being, you know, 1-1-1 against each other. And I think it comes down to who wins outside of the divisional race. And I think Baltimore has a better chance of doing that than Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh will win a lot of games. I just don't know how that's going to work out. In the West, I'm just going to pick Denver. And I'm only doing this because I do believe that Peyton Manning will do just enough to get him through the year. I don't think that, you know, that's the biggest question to me. And last year, Peyton really broke down. And you can see him breaking down as the season went on, even though he set the NFL record for career touchdown passes. You could just tell his arm wasn't the same. And as the games went on and as the season went on, you can see him getting tired. You can see that arm, you know, it's that dead arm type situation. I will say that he will have that same type of thing this year, but I don't know if the rest of the teams in the AFC in the West will have enough to really push Denver. So I like the Denver Broncos to get out of the West. Now, teams in the AFC that I think will take a step up. Buffalo, I've already mentioned. I just love what they have done, the things that they've added. Rex Ryan is the new head coach. I really like how they put this thing together. Defensively, I think, you know, they have one of the best pass rushers, I think, in the AFC that you really haven't heard about. Marcell Dareus, if they can get his contracts straightened out, I think he's going to have a big year for Buffalo. I love Buffalo, the fact that they can rush the passer better than just about anybody in the league. And I think LeSean McCoy and Sammy Watkins, they're going to just absolutely tear up the NFL. I don't know who they're going to be the starting quarterback is, and I'm kind of leery of saying that Buffalo would win the East, but I think Tyrod Taylor looks like he's going to make some moves. E.J. Manuel, with his performance in Thursday's preseason game against Cleveland, I think he has a chance to do that as well. So I don't know who's going to be the starter, but I think no matter who the starter is, they're going to know who to get the ball to. Oakland's the next team I think takes a step up in the AFC, and The reason why I think so is because of Derek Carr. This is his second year. I think he takes a step up. Oakland has some very good talent around him. Of course, Amari Cooper on the outside. They're going to have a huge year together. And I think the Raiders on defense, they're getting better defensively. And that's a big, big question mark, always a big question mark for Oakland these last decade is defensively they have not been very good. I think they're getting better on the defensive end, a lot more veteran leadership. I think Oakland takes a step up. Kansas City. Now, step up doesn't necessarily mean I think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think Kansas City makes the playoffs. In fact, I picked them to finish last in the AFC West, if you look on my Facebook page under the AFC division orders of finish. I got them. I picked them last in the AFC West. Now, I think Kansas City does take a step up because I think Alex Smith, they don't make mistakes. But they got to get the ball to the outside. Jeremy Maclin is back, is in Kansas City. I think he has to have a big year. I like Kansas City to take that next step. 347-308-8219 is the number to get in touch. Let me know what you think about teams that are going to take a step up. Teams that I think will take a step back, I say Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati, I think, has had great teams over the last few years, but with Andy Dalton, they just can't seem to find that one win they need to have. I think Cincinnati takes a step back this year. I think Andy Dalton takes a step back, and Andy Dalton is going to play his way out of the starting job in Cincinnati. Pittsburgh, you know, the defense is old. They're going to have to retool the defensive side of the ball. Pittsburgh's just going to try to outscore everybody. They're going to win games, but they're not going to be a Super Bowl contender. And I think the last few years they were looking at being a Super Bowl contender. That's why I think they take a step back. And Denver, I mean, this is a team that just you know, Julius Thomas, I think losing him hurts Peyton Manning a little bit. But I also think that Peyton Manning, you know, this is his 19th year in the league. You know, he's played a lot of games, and it's just the arm. Can the arm and the neck hold up the entire season? And I just don't see that. Now in the NFC, here are my predictions out of the NFC. Now, of course, the NFC last year came down to Seattle and Green Bay, and Green Bay had the lead. They mess up the onside kick. Seattle goes down, scores a touchdown. Seattle wins in overtime. Seattle is the best team in the West. It's a very difficult division. Arizona, St. Louis, even San Francisco, I think, is going to be pretty good. But I like Seattle to win the West. I just think that Russell Wilson, the addition of Jimmy Graham, makes them even better. Will he be able to block is the question. And once the secondary becomes healthy again, Seattle's going to be right back where they were last year. Green Bay is going to win the North, even though I really do like Minnesota to take the next step up. I just don't see anyone beating Aaron Rodgers. I think he's the best quarterback in the league, and I think anytime you got Aaron Rodgers on your side, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games. So I like Green Bay to win the North. Minnesota is going to be the team I think gets the wild card out of the North. In the South, I like Carolina, and you know they just lost Kelvin Benjamin for the season with a torn ACL. But Cam Newton, the new contract, I think he has a new lease on life. He has a new opportunity to make some things happen, and I like the Carolina defense. Carolina is going to play a lot of ugly games. They're going to make it ugly, and Cam Newton's going to pull things out. That's how they win the South. The South is not very good. You know, Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa Bay. I don't have a lot of faith in Tampa Bay with Jameis Winston, a quarterback. Not saying he's going to be good eventually, but this is his rookie year. He's going to have some growing pains. Atlanta, they just haven't been able. It's Atlanta. It's just something about the Falcons that just can't get over the hump. And I don't know if they've done enough in the offseason to really change that. And Matt Ryan is going to have, you know, another great year, but he's going to throw a lot of picks. And Atlanta's not going to be there. New Orleans, the loss of Jimmy Graham is huge. I just think it's I don't want to say fatal, but it's very, very it's a tough thing to lose one of your best offensive players. And even though you have Drew Brees is there, he threw a lot of picks last year. He threw 17 interceptions last year. I think he has a better year than he did last year, but I don't know if the defense is going to hold up. Defense gave up a lot of big leads last year. Teams that should take a step up. Even without DeMarco Murray, I think the Cowboys win the NFC, and I'll tell you who they beat in a minute. I just think that Dallas this year, they went on the road to Seattle and won. I think Dallas has the home field advantage now. They haven't done well with home field lately, and they haven't been to the Super Bowl in almost two decades now. But I think the Cowboys take the next step up. Dez Bryant is happy again. The pudding, you know, Dez Bryant is very temperamental, but I like Dallas to take the next step to the Super Bowl. Minnesota, Teddy Bridgewater, he's going to have a big year. There's no sophomore slump in Minnesota. Adrian Peterson coming back, I think just keeping the distractions out of it. Minnesota defensively is going to be a lot better than they were last year, and I think Minnesota takes the next step. And Carolina, I mean, you know, even though they just lost Kelvin Benjamin, I still think Cam Newton has enough guys to get the ball to. And don't forget about that running game with Jonathan Stewart. I know a lot of people are going to forget about that because D'Angelo Williams isn't there anymore, but Carolina has a very good running game. Defensively, they're going to be as good as anybody in the NFC, anybody in the league. I like Carolina to take the next step. Teams that are going to take a step back. And San Francisco kind of took a step back last year, but this is not going to be an NFC championship contender like they've been the last few years. I think San Francisco, all they lost on just defense alone, all the retirements, all the people that decided they did not want to play football anymore, that's hard to lose. And I think that it's going to be very, very fatal to that program, to that franchise. San Francisco is going to have to start from the beginning. Detroit, you know, this is a team that's, you know, made the playoffs the last couple of years, but I think, offensively, they're going to be great, but they lost a lot on the defensive line, and Ndamukong Suh is now in Miami. You know, Detroit is, you know, they were never really a great defensive team, but they were able to rush the passer, and I think the loss of Ndamukong Suh, while they still have great pass rushers, it's going to be very, very tough for them to get past that. And New Orleans. I just think the loss of Jimmy Graham is just going to be a little bit too much for them. They're going to score a lot of points, but the defense gave up a lot of leads last year. I think Rob Ryan has tried to change some things defensively that will help them keep leads in the fourth quarter, but they could have been a 12-4 team last year. They ended up not even making the playoffs. They ended up 6-10 last year. Just from losing those leads alone, that's what's going to make them take a step back. So those are my predictions in the AFC and the NFC. I'll tell you who's going to make the Super Bowl in a minute. But right now, I'm going to give you some award predictions. The award winners, the individual awards that people don't like to talk about, but obviously they're going to make a big impact as, of course, the players that are going to win these awards this year. Let's start with the Offensive Player of the Year, and I think it's going to be Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck is going to have a lot of opportunities to make some big plays. He's going to have some big stages this year, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. He's going to have a team that is going to win about 12 or 13 games. He's going to be the big reason for it, whether it's passing the ball. He can also run the ball. He's a very good athlete. I think he has a huge year for Indianapolis. I think the Colts make the Super Bowl. He's going to be the reason for that. Andrew Luck, Offensive Player of the Year. Defensive Player of the Year, and I just changed this a minute ago. I had Luke Kuechly of Carolina, but I don't know if he's going to get enough attention. And I know J.J. Watt, it's easy to pick J.J. Watt, but I'm going to pick Ndamukong Suh out of Miami because I think that he's going to have a huge impact on Miami's run to the playoffs. And I think Ndamukong Suh has a big year. He can affect a game by himself, and that's what I think a Defensive Player of the Year is all about. So I like him to win the Defensive Player of the Year. The Offensive Rookie of the Year, this is probably the easiest one I have to predict because it's Amari Cooper, and I think that he's going to have a 1,000-yard season. I think he's going to have about 80 to 90 catches this year. He's going to make some big plays for Oakland. He's going to have long touchdown passes. He's going to long touchdown receptions. He's going to make the big, big change for Oakland this year to make that next step and hopes for them making the playoffs. Defensive Rookie of the Year, there are a lot of great defensive rookies, but I'm going to go with Atlanta's Vic Beasley, the outside linebacker, first-round pick out of Clemson. I think that Vic Beasley rushing the passer and making plays on the outside at linebacker, I think he gets a slight edge over Leonard Williams because I think in the NFL, linebackers get chances to make more plays than defensive tackles. There are only so many defensive tackles and defensive ends that you can put out there that can change a game by themselves. And I don't know if Leonard Williams is going to have that type of year yet. Next year might be his year. But I just think that right now, Vic Beasley is going to have a lot of chances to make big plays for Atlanta. Comeback Player of the Year, I'm going to say Adrian Peterson just because he didn't play at all last year. And to me, Comeback Player of the Year isn't about just coming back from injury. I think it's also rebuilding your image. And I think for Adrian Peterson this year, if he leads Minnesota to the playoffs, that's going to help him rehabilitate himself. That's going to help him rehabilitate himself to the fans. That's going to help him that's going to help a lot with what he's trying to do. So I'm going to pick Adrian Peterson to be Comeback Player of the Year. Coach of the Year is Chuck Pagano out of Indianapolis. They're going to win 13 games this year. Pagano's done a great job there in Indianapolis. And the NFL MVP is Andrew Luck. And I just think that the Colts are, even though the defensively they're not as good as they probably should be, they should definitely make the Super Bowl. 347-308-8219 is always the number. Get your predictions in pretty quickly. We've got a couple of minutes left in the podcast. I'm going to give you my playoff predictions right now. I tell you, these 30 minutes go by fast. The playoff predictions this year in the AFC, I think Buffalo and San Diego get the wild cards, and I think they win. I think both wild cards win the first-round games. New England loses to Buffalo. I think San Diego beats Baltimore. So I got the Colts against San Diego. I got Denver against Buffalo. I got the Colts beating San Diego. I got Denver beating Buffalo. I think all four division winners are going to be in the divisional playoffs. I think Green Bay and Carolina get past Minnesota. And I want to say Detroit gets in there, but I think Arizona gets in as the other wild card. But I'll say that Seattle beats Green Bay. I think Dallas beats Carolina. In the conference championships, I like Indianapolis to beat Denver to make the Super Bowl at AFC. I think Dallas beats Green Bay to get to the NFC. I think the Cowboys have the most complete team left in the NFC, and I just think that they make it to the Super Bowl. I think this is their year. This is probably the best chance they have. If they don't make the Super Bowl this year, they're not going to. And that's just the bottom line for me. It's going to be Indianapolis and Dallas in Super Bowl 50. And I think the Colts, even though they don't have the best defense, I think the Colts win over Dallas, something like 35-24, a high-scoring game, because both teams are going to try to air it out a lot in the Super Bowl. So I got Indianapolis winning the Super Bowl this year. Thank you for joining me on this podcast this week. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the NFL season. Next week, I'm going to talk about the night that I fell in love with college football. The best game I've seen live. I'll tell you the top three games I've seen live. But I'll also tell you about the night that I truly fell in love with college football. Thank you for joining me this week on the KD Sports Arena podcast. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and check out the archive. Thank you for joining me this week, and we'll see you next Saturday.